on 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A weekend fire in Montgomery sends 9 people to the hospital. The fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Pike County. This happened on Pike County Road 4419, approximately 1/2 mile south of AL-10 near Brundage. Troopers say a man died after his vehicle left the road and overturned in a creek. And a state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be the hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe-aux-Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe-aux-Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 165 points in the 60. How many degrees? 63? Let's check it out. 66. Beautiful degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good seeing you here at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, you know the reason for that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Your internet service provider?
My internet service provider. An hour and a half before the game last night, the Super Bowl, internet and cable out.
Oh.
1 minute before they go out for the kickoff, they're still doing the Pledge of Allegiance. It comes back on. This morning, I wake up early, went to bed reasonably early, considering Super Bowl night. No internet, no cable. As of 10 minutes ago, no internet, no cable. Now, while if you're going to be in the internet and cable business, I would suggest that you supply internet and cable on a reliable, regular basis. So I'm talking to the guy says, well, we'll discount for the number of hours that you were down. He said, just call us back. I said, I'm not calling you, you're calling me. And if I don't hear back from you, Spectrum, here we come. I'm like, out of here for that. I'm not, and I've got, you know, a client and a friend that has Spectrum. He says it's much faster.
It's what I have, yeah. Works very well.
You have just internet or you
just
have internet?
Just internet.
How much is your just internet?
I think like 50-something. I'm not the roommate who pays that.
I spend $2,300 a year with WOW. You would think that there would be a little more. I mean, what is going on? Is somebody taking a jackhammer to the fiber optics? Okay, did you see the game?
I saw the second half.
Did you see the halftime show?
A good bit of it, yeah. I didn't feel scandalized. I thought,
you
did?
Yeah.
Like, how wholesome.
And it was definitely wholesome.
No, it brought back a lot of memories. When I was coming of age, so to speak, just hitting my adolescence, you know, all that, those hormones rushing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Shakira and a lot of Jennifer Lopez. That's when they hit it big. That brought back very good memories.
J-Lo is 50?
50. Yeah.
Man.
Kira, I think, is 43.
Do they have her pickled in a bottle somewhere?
I follow J-Lo on Instagram just, you know, when I'm bored and scrolling through.
Is Kira's 43?
Yeah. Yeah.
With those flat abs?
It's a statement, folks, especially dancers. But if you work hard, I mean, you work out, eat right, you can stay that way for a long time. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, anybody that can belly dance like that, 272-9228. Oh, my goodness. That was, let me tell you, there was some shaking going on around there. But the game was good.
Yeah, the game, second half especially, that was a great game.
It really was. I'm talking about coming back and lead flipping and really kind of finding your place.
After the challenge that showed the Chiefs receiver had trapped the ball, I thought, oh, they're done. And then they had that big play to Tyreek Hill, and then Sammy Watkins getting that big play near the end of the game. They just killed it.
It really was. And let me make one comment. When I had internet and cable, I really noticed, and I was talking among my friends here, you know, I watch Fox and Friends all the time. Mm. Because they're kind of a news source, but kind of it's much more entertaining. I can't stand CBS any longer. I only do CBS because I love you guys. That's the only reason I do it. But it really had the old school feel of the Super Bowl back during the day. CBS, before they corrupted it, they would go in and really make a big deal out of the Super Bowl. They'd do the ramp up of the Super Bowl. It wasn't all statistics. It wasn't all football. It was what's going on at this particular Super Bowl.
Sure.
And that's what Fox did. And they did a spectacular job. Fox and Friends broadcast there with their mainstay on Saturday and Sunday. Great reports. Great way they did it. Great information. I started getting excited about seeing the Super Bowl because of what Fox was doing.
Oh, and even Maria Bartiromo was down there.
She was. Yeah. Even Sean Hannity was down there. Went up to Mar-a-Lago to interview you know who. But they really got me into the game. They really brought me in. So I was looking forward. That's why I was really chapped when, wow, the cable and internet provider didn't provide their cable and internet.
Yeah, and I'm actually, my first NFL team was the 49ers because my Uncle Scott, that was his team. Loved the West Coast offense, Bill Walsh, Joe Montana.
I thought Tampa was your
team. Well, and then Tampa was the next team.
Ah, okay.
Due to my Uncle Dave, other uncle. Because I've never been a Falcons fan. We've never, of course, had a team here in Alabama. But I remember watching...
No, we do have a team in Alabama called Alabama and Auburn.
Right. Well, there you go. It's a college football state. But I remember fondly Steve Young and Jerry Rice all that. But I have to say, I was just rooting for a good game. I was doing errands and finishing up laundry, listening to an audiobook. Then I checked after, it's halftime, looked at the halftime show a little bit, and then just stuck with the game, and it was great. I enjoyed it.
It really was. It was a very exciting game, it's one of those things they would do, it'd be 3rd and 6, and they'd get it. And that's something you normally don't see in a high-profile game like that. But it was really good. I was very, very, very impressed. Okay, we got a lot going on here. Okay, so we had Super Bowl Sunday. We had closeout arguments today of the defense and the impeachment managers. Tonight is Iowa caucus. Tomorrow is State of the Union. And Wednesday, we rest. Too much going on. Let me kind of start out because and you're going to get some clips, and what I have been told is coming to pass. You're going to hear it in the Lindsey Graham clips and some other things, but it's right down the line of what I was saying on Thursday and Friday of what's coming next. I kept saying the whistleblower case is not done. Whistleblowers coming back up. You have FISA, you have Durham, you've got the Bidens, you got an investigation into the Biden. All that's about to happen. And could start within 2 weeks, by the way. But let me start out with Donald Trump running in 2020. And let me give you the histrionics of this whole thing. And Joey will attest that in 2012, I did a thing for the a group of the Fisher folks in my church, in which Joey joined me.
Yeah.
And we basically presented a case saying why Barack Obama was going to win re-election. And here's the key. And these people, and Rahm Emanuel, somebody shoot that guy. He just he just makes crap up to make it make the Democrats look like they're doing something. Let me tell you the reality, and this is what set me off on it. Because when I started hearing Rahm talk about how this is really going to be good for the Democrats, no, it's not. When you look at any incumbent who has run, who has not had primary opposition that's been substantial, I'm not talking about token, I'm talking about a name on a ballot, I'm talking about primary opposition, they have won, and they have won big if they do not have that opposition. When they do have that opposition, the odds are they lose. I said from the very beginning, if Trump gets opposition, I think he will be a one-term president. But he did something very smart. He consolidated the party, got it behind him. They now call it the Trump Party. And he's got these nosebleed highs, 97% favorability among Republicans. One of the things we're going to be looking at tonight is what the vote turnout is in Iowa. If it's at the 171 number for Democrats, that would be close to Barack Obama 2008. If it's at the 150 number, then that's going to be close to where Hillary Clinton was in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in between that we'll measure, but we're going to be looking at the voter turnout. So let's kind of go through the history of this. So Barack Obama runs for midterm election, no opposition, wins, and wins big against Mitt Romney. Wins big. You had, before that, he had George Bush, who was in a squeaker of a race in 2000, runs in 2004, does not have opposition, and wins substantially against John Kerry, regardless of what anybody would say, substantially. After a squeaker, by the way.
Right.
And most of the races that you have are higher than your first time, by the way. Bill Clinton runs again in 2016. Three-way race with Walsboro.
Right, 2006, 96.
I mean, 1996.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Wow, we need to hook up that internet.
Go Kansas City. That was the second bottle of wine. So you have Clinton in 1996 runs and wins his biggest race that he had and against Bob Dole and just smashed him. Then you have George Herbert Walker Bush runs in 1992 as an incumbent with major opposition, loses.
Who was the opposition? Pat Buchanan?
Pat Buchanan was one of many.
Right, okay.
What's his name from the Christian group was there also?
Robertson?
No, it was a young guy that was flipping pancakes and fell off backwards off the stage. An advanced guy who had worked for me did that event. I said, "You have been banished from the kingdom here, my friend." So then you go down to Ronald Reagan in 1984. No opposition. Doing exactly what Trump did, or Trump is doing exactly what Reagan did, went to Iowa. We flooded the zone with surrogates. Wins one of the biggest landslide victories ever in 1984. Won every state but one, and that is Minnesota, which is Mondale's home state. Oh, by the way, he was running against a former vice president.
Interesting.
I hate it when that happens. Who was removed by one term too. Just so, in case you're doing a count on Biden. Okay, so then you have to go back. You have Gerald Ford, incumbent, has opposition. He loses. That's 1996 to Jimmy Carter, 1972. Richard Milhouse Nixon runs unopposed against McGovern, slaughters him. And then you have Watergate that happens right. Post- but it's a slaughter. 68, Lyndon Johnson has opposition in New Hampshire and is so bad that he has to drop out of the race where he does his famous, "If I am nominated, I will not run. If I'm elected, I will not serve," the Sherman-esque statement.
Wow.
But in 64, after the Kennedy assassination, running as an incumbent, no opposition at all, runs against Barry Goldwater in a landslide.
And just, you kind of hopped over it. In 80, Carter did have opposition in the
Carter primary. Did have opposition. and Ted Kennedy. And so Ronald Reagan beats him, and beats him badly. So in 1964, you have Johnson runs. 68, he's trying to run, has opposition, loses. 64, landslide victory, except for the southern states. Goldwater took southern states. Alabama never had had a Republican congressman, had four of them by the time that election was over. So then you back up into the Eisenhower. You have open seat of Kennedy. Kennedy runs against Nixon, vice president, by the way. And Nixon loses. Kennedy barely wins. But before that was Eisenhower in 56. No opposition. Yep. I like Ike. Wins with a landslide. You can go back and look at Truman, but that was a convention versus a primary thing. But let me tell you something. Right now, the way this is shaping up, Donald Trump is going to win. It's going to win bigger than he did in 2016. I feel comfortable with that. The question is, how big will it be? It has the potential of being huge.
Huge.
Absolutely huge. Let me go to a break. Coming back with more right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228 is where we are. Now, folks over at my house right now working, I got to give a big old shout out to Wes Lord. Folks, if you need some repairs or remodeling done on your house, you need to call Wes Lord. He has got the ace carpenter, Joe, at my house. He's kind of fixing my deck up, and he went out there and he said, you have a joist that's loose over here. And I said, do you have to replace it, which had been major? He goes, no, I'm just going to shore it up. We strap it with another joist to make sure it's not sagging. But see, that's the type of stuff that they do. Some people could say, oh, yeah, we need to replace that so they can get another couple of days' worth of work. Nope. Not Wes Lord and Company here. And Joe, I tell you what, is a spectacular carpenter. He is absolutely great. So if you need any type of home repairs, they've got that covered for you. And Wes Lord, I love it. His dog goes in. He said, my rat detector is sounding off, which is his dog. I said, well, it may be possums. And they said, well, she's under the house now checking it out for you.
There you go.
I know. That's the way Wes is. I mean, Wes is a great guy, and he listened to the show. Old-time friend, long-time friend, and let me give you his cell phone number, 334-657-4310, 657-4310. Wes Lord, personal recommendation on Wes. He is absolutely outstanding. And then Shelby is taking apart my closet so Joe can go in and put it back together. I bought one of these closet things and my house shifted, and all the shelves went boom, 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 boom. So we're pulling everything out. Joe's going to get in there and get everything fixed and get it back going. So I have my closet back again. I had baskets full of stuff because my drawers wouldn't work. I know, it looked like I was camping out.
Good to finally get it fixed.
272-9228. Okay, we have the Iowa caucus tonight. And it's going to start a little bit later than usual, 6:30 Central. But it's going to go by a lot faster. Remember, they've changed things where when during my day, a long, 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 long time ago, you would go and you would divide up in groups, but if you did not have a group that made 15%, you could move to another group, which you can still do that now. You can either move or leave. But the people who are already in a group cannot leave. And what would happen is if you got just a little over 15% and you could shake loose, say, 5 or 6 people that fall below 15%, then all those people have to go. So it's like a little chess game that you'd have. And they literally would go in and have people go in and be with someone just so they would leave and their group would collapse.
Mm.
I know.
This gets tricky.
I know. It really is a chessboard deal. But I'm going to make a prediction. And by the way, Des Moines Register, who normally does a poll the weekend before the Iowa caucus, withdrew their poll because of Buttigieg complaining that his name was not on the sample. And something seems very, very suspicious to me on this thing.
Yes.
And I think Bernie Sanders is going to win and do very well with this. Matter of fact, some of the latest polls that came out, and I went back and looked at some of the polls, and the Emerson poll in 2016 had Hillary Clinton winning by 7 points. She barely won by 0.5% this year. And so Emerson's got Sanders in the lead by big numbers.
Right, and every poll shows him trending up.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for is a trend. We're not looking for the number. But right now, I think he's going to win and win well, win pretty big. The question is, where will Elizabeth Warren be, and would she fall under 15% in any places?
I think the dark horse here is, in fact, because of his ground game, I think Buttigieg has the potential to be second in this, whereas the Biden folks don't show up out in numbers to play this caucus game like you described a second ago.
Yeah, I just don't think that Biden's got the wherewithal. He doesn't have the organization, and I don't think he's got zero momentum. And Sanders has got momentum right now.
And did you see Andrew Yang on with little Georgie Stephanopoulos?
I did, where they cut to him and he was making a face.
Yeah. He's saying you might be surprised. I would love to see Andrew Yang kind of just give a big middle finger to the polls and actually have a great ground game that does well in these caucuses.
Yeah, but what happens is right before they hang you, they go, it's the old I'm innocent type of thing. I don't know if I buy that, so we'll see what happens with this.
It could just be a bluff.
Yeah, it could be a bluff. We'll know in the fullness of time. That's the great thing. We're going to know pretty fast. I'm going to guess that by 8:30 Central Time, we're going to have a pretty good feel for this whole thing. And if Biden comes in third versus second, even if it's third and it's a distant third for Biden, Katie, bar the door. Do we have time to go to Red Top?
No, we need to.
Let's go to a break. Red Top, hang on. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th. Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the river region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the river region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Great start to the week. A warming trend continues with a high today in the middle 70s. More sun than clouds. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers are possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. Another spring-like high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly severe. We're keeping a close eye on the Wednesday forecast. You should, too. Mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You ate so much on Sunday night, I had to make sure I did not get around any sharp objects. I did not want to explode.
Yeah.
Queso, guacamole, salsa, Corona, steak, New York strip prime.
See, I ate a big breakfast. I ordered in because I was feeling lazy, and
you had them deliver it to you.
Yeah,
and did they bring it to your bed?
No, not quite. But I was wearing my pajama pants as I munched down on country fried steak,
ooh,
eggs, hash browns, and then a stack of cheesecake pancakes.
Cheesecake pancake? Yeah,
cheesecake bites with strawberry compote on top.
Oh. That's illegal in a couple of states now, I understand.
But not the state.
I went down to Sweet Creek, and they had this goat milk fudge.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember you probably don't. It's called Goat Brick, and it was a milk chocolate thing. You put it in water, heat it, put it on ice cream. Well, so I asked Reed about it, and Karen, they said, oh, you're going to love this.
I got to try that.
Especially you, Dan. So I take it and put it in the microwave for 15 seconds. Take it out and pour it over vanilla ice cream. Mm. The vanilla ice cream started to dance. It enjoyed it that much. They started doing the Shakira dance.
Well, then it was shaking.
Then it became a milkshake. It was incredible. I was licking the bowl like a little kid, which I've been known to be when I get around chocolate. Ooh. Actually, I have a friend that really likes chocolate. I think I'm going to tempt them with that.
Goat milk fudge. Mm.
Made in Selma, too. It's a great... I'm telling you, they have a caramel and they have a chocolate. Now, it's not cheap, but it does not take... It took maybe 2 teaspoons full. That was it. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but boy, it gets in there and it starts rubbing with the milk, with ice cream, and the ice cream melts a little bit. It's down at the bottom of the bowl, and you're scooping it out with the ice cream and a little bit of chocolate in the end of the spoon. It's like catching a snapper.
Man.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I'd have to put a cup of that stuff on my ice cream.
Unbelievable, Red Top. You will love it.
Yes, and I'm a Gouda man. You know, this goat cheese, so this has got to be good.
Yep.
I want to first get a report on how your corona prevention program is going.
Let me tell you what. I am coronavirus free. And I can thank Corona and my due diligence and my self-care that is keeping me alive. And there are 11 cases out there now. See, it's really splintering. It's getting bigger.
I would imagine so. Well, I don't think the virus stands a chance with you, by the way.
I'm doing my part. I am doing my part. By the way,
yes,
you guys tore it up on the Super Bowl Boston Butts. On Saturday, they had sold out, and they were sold out for Saturday and Sunday. It was done. They said the phone was ringing off the hook. Matter of fact, there was a listener when I went and picked up, and she had gotten ribs and the Boston butt. And I said, what, ribs and Boston butt? So like, she goes, I have a death wish.
Wow. That's hard to stop with good stuff like that, isn't it?
It really is.
Just until you pass out, I guess that's the deciding factor.
Did somebody take a picture of me and send it? Put it, never mind.
You know, one comment I really don't appreciate that these house managers are making is their insinuation now constantly that the election, Donald Trump is going to rig the election because he's going to interfere with a foreign power. So the next election, they've already announced, is not going to be legitimate.
You know why they're doing that?
Yeah, because they're getting their butts whipped.
Is it? But you took the words right out of my mouth. They're going to get spanked in 2020.
But
that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to inoculate themselves. And we didn't do it. We're not stupid. It's Donald Trump cheats.
Well, it's just bad for the country.
Absolutely, it is. These people don't care about the country.
Very obviously. And, you know, just to put everybody in a state of anxiety about the next election, before it ever happens, and to pretty much delegitimize everybody that votes for Donald Trump is an insult.
Well, let me tell you what we're going to find here, and I believe now, after talking to my folks, I believe all this will be clear as a bell before the election. You know who we're going to find out tampered with the election? The Democrats.
Oh, the Democrats.
Democrats did, and I'm talking about not 2016, though they did do that in 2016, but we're talking about 2020. I believe after, and you're going to kind of hear some of this from Lindsey Graham and some other people of what I was talking about last week, I believe what's going to happen is the cat is going to be out of the bag. The whistleblower is going to be seen for who he is and his coordination and collusion, dare I say, with Adam Schiff. I think it's all going to come tumbling down.
Well, I hope so. I get the feeling Pete Buttigieg is going to be, it's either going to be Buttigieg or Bloomberg as far as the nominees go, because they can't do Sanders and Biden's not going to survive. And I just see Buttigieg getting the main focus of the media. And
So do you think that Bernie Sanders will win Iowa? Do you think he'll win New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think he's coming. I think they got problems because Bernie's going to be the leader. I have a feeling.
Well, if Bernie's the leader and they give the nomination to somebody that's not the leader, and Bernie is going to be pistola.
Yep.
That's socialist Spanish lingo for he's going to be really, really mad.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the interviews, I guess, I don't know if you saw CBS this morning going around interviewing the people in Iowa. You know what? they're going to vote for Trump again.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I think the numbers are going to be lower than they're saying. They're going record, you know, turnout. And if it's not over that 171 number, then it's not going to be a record turnout. And I think it's going to be lower than that. I think some people are going to show up for the Republican caucuses that are going to surprise some people. And I think it's going to be, I think Bernie Sanders is going to be yelling foul no matter what.
And Gayle King made the dumbest statement this
morning. No. Gayle King says
this is really dumb, just to show you how little she knows about Iowa. She said, where are all the black people? Aren't they up yet? Well, you know, there's no damn black people in Iowa.
Yeah, really? It's about a really white of a city as you can be.
I was married to a girl from Kellogg, and I went to Iowa, and I found them to be very prejudiced and use the N-word a lot, and I told the people, I said, y'all don't even have black people up here. How can you be prejudiced? And they were all Democrats, too. These people were prejudiced, buddy. Yeah. That's a damn white state, and they've been drinking way too much Roundup for a long time. On that note, roll tide, go Trump. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate you. With that, let's listen to Ed O'Keefe reporting from Iowa.
We've got Ed O'Keefe also here in Des Moines. He's been covering every aspect of this race from the very beginning. Ed, how do you think it's going to shake out tonight?
The words of today are expect anything. That's just the way politics is these days. But if you look at CBS News polling, there is perhaps a roadmap of what to expect tonight. Bernie Sanders could come out on top. If there's signs of record high turnout, it could also benefit Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Both have focused on turning out younger and first-time caucus goers. But our polling also shows Joe Biden has a strong chance of winning, in part because he's the second choice of many caucus goers who are first set to support candidates polling in the single digits and aren't likely to meet the minimum threshold of 15%. They'll be invited to make a second choice, and many are expected to switch to Biden. One of the things that has struck us here in recent days is that all the talk about the issues has been pushed aside to focus instead on electability, or the ability to defeat President Trump in November. And remember, despite all the attention on Iowa in recent months, just 41 delegates of the 1,990 needed to win the Democratic nomination are up for grabs tonight. Tony, a reminder, we still have a long way to go.
You do indeed, but the key is, having been in Iowa for a reasonable amount of time in the 1980 election, then being there 1984, where, and again, Reagan, we've sent Reagan. Reagan went to Iowa to go do a butt rally, and I flooded the zones with surrogates just for this very reason. We wanted to stop it and stop it right there in Iowa, make sure that Iowa was going to be in the win column for Ronald Reagan. Donald Trump is doing the exact same thing. You pull along Joni Ernst with the deal. You get you have other impact type things that are there, because there are all these. There is a town or city called Council Bluffs. You probably have never heard of it, but it's on the border, and it you get an influence of the Missouri, the Iowa. It's an interesting dynamic that's there. And to your point of Buttigieg has got a really good organization.
Yes.
And that may show up. Did you notice that he was on every Sunday show possible?
Indeed.
I saw him three times.
And he hasn't been holed up in the Senate during this trial. He's been actually able to get out there.
Yeah, but the guy that's going to have been held up in the Senate, I think he's going to win. I think Klobuchar is going to be interesting to see if those areas that are near Minnesota, how she does. And then Elizabeth Warren, if she didn't come in third, or if she falls down and doesn't pick up 15% of my places, that little obnoxious personality of hers is going to have done her in. I think she may be kind of a surprise here. And if she didn't have 15%, those votes go to Bernie. Gonna be back. Dan Morris Show. Right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Good time for when it first occurred.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, any caller can get in on Sweet Free Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. There's some really good interviews that were out there on some of the Sunday shows. Because of my internet situation, couldn't get to all of them today. Joey found me downstairs in the break room, cutting away here. So with that, the Dems are messing up, and they're focusing on the wrong things, and in Iowa, and just in general. And this is interesting commentary because I agree with it, and where they have what I would call in politics the undertow correct.
It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, Russia, 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 as you say, which was total nonsense. They don't care about fairness. They don't care about lying. You look at the lies. I think they just want to win, and it doesn't matter how they win.
Well, President Trump slamming Democrats for their continued attacks on his presidency. Just 48 hours from a likely acquittal vote, and the left is still looking for any way to take him down. So will they ever let it go and let the president do his job? Here with his thoughts is political analyst Ron Meyer. Ron, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Good morning, Heather.
So what do you think? Will the Democrats let it go?
No, they aren't going to let it go. I mean, I don't see that happening because their base definitely wants them to continue to pursue President Trump. And frankly, I don't think it's just about, you know, Adam Schiff's talking about taking it to elections. I don't think Adam Schiff's done trying to call witnesses himself. I think now that the Senate's done and didn't, you know, run the trial the way that Schiff would have wanted, I think he's going to try to call those witnesses in the House. I think he's going to keep trying to pursue documents and do those sorts of things. But meanwhile, the American people, I really don't think, care necessarily about a lot of this. They really care more about the kitchen table issues that are impacting their lives, mm-hmm. whether it's health care or transportation or, you know, some of the actual real student loan debt, housing affordability. Those sorts of issues are really what are impacting people's day-to-day lives. And instead of focusing on those issues in 2020, the Democrats continue to focus on just President Trump. And they need more than just, hey, you know, we don't like how the guy conducts himself to win this election in 2020.
And that is, you know, the argument is that he is just such a wild card. He's unpredictable. And this guy, you know, trying to tear somebody down and things that you don't like their personality is not going to get you elected. And Bernie Sanders, if he starts leading in this thing, they are going to go after Bernie. Bernie is going to be, I think they're going to do him in. But the problem is, I think he's going to do himself in. But Bernie will never be satisfied unless he's got the nomination. Anything, remember, he would not get out against Hillary. He stayed in to the very end. And I think when you look at the California numbers and some other numbers, I think he's going to stay in to the end. I think Biden, because of some other stuff, when we get to a little bit later on, I think he's going to implode. Sorry to hear that. Okay, so the Dems are messing up in the Midwest.
Speaking of the Midwest, the Democratic candidates are making their final arguments just hours before voters head to the polls in Iowa. Where did the candidates stand tonight in the Iowa caucuses?
Sanders has all the momentum, and he's in the strongest position to win. And if you look at Biden, he's really limping in. The Des Moines Register actually had to pull back a poll because they were afraid that they were wrong because it showed Biden in fourth. But that may not be necessarily so far off. I don't think Biden's necessarily going to get fourth. But you see Biden's numbers going down as Sanders' numbers going up. Sanders is winning by more than 10% in the New Hampshire polls as well. And so if Sanders wins Iowa and wins New Hampshire, you know, I think that the Democrats are likely to see a socialist nominee for president of the United States. And that's going to make for a very interesting election in November.
Boy, won't it. They're doing it to themselves. The old Michael Bloomberg, bringing Bloomberg onto the stage for the next debate, for no other reason other than he has money and that he's got national numbers, but he doesn't have the support base. And if they, whatever they do with Michael Bloomberg, whatever they do in getting in bed with him, he is a false messiah. He is telling them things they're not going to pay off for him, because Michael Bloomberg may have name ID among registered voters because of all the money he's spending, but liking him and not liking him, now, unless he can raise a crowd of 4,000, 5,000 people, he is just a name with a lot of money, and I don't believe he truly has support. He is buying his support. So the Dems are going to keep on going no matter what.
Let's listen, since you mentioned Adam Schiff, what he had to say about holding senators accountable.
I still think it's enormously important that the president was impeached. I'm not letting the senators off the hook. We're still going to go into the Senate this week and make the case why this president needs to be removed, and the senators will be held accountable for it.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, what about calling on John Bolton? What about subpoenaing him?
I think that's going to happen. I just think that I'm not sure he's going to be able to resist. I think that he's going to subpoena John Bolton, and I don't think John Bolton might not even need a subpoena because it's great publicity for his book tour, right? I think he's going to try to continue to call Mick Mulvaney. He's going to continue to try to call anybody around the president, whether it's somebody in the first family or others. And so I think that that will continue because they see it as part of their 2020 strategy to try to continue to chase this. But the problem is, if you look at these swing states, the key swing states they need to compete with, especially in the Midwest, they don't care about Washington, D.C. drama. They care about their own pocketbooks. They care about how the economy is doing around them. They care about how the country is doing.
And that's going to be their downfall. I mean, let me tell you what, Adam Schiff, they're going to just keep going with it, and it is not working. It is not working. They think it's working. It's one of those things I always say. They get in a room. They talk to each other. They go, aren't we great? And we've got Trump on the run. We almost got him here. The other thing is, when they say a trial is not fair without witnesses and documents, they have witnesses and they have documents. The fairness of a trial isn't for the accused, for the accuser. It's for the accused. You're the accuser. If it's not fair, it's because you as an accuser did something wrong that you didn't come up, particularly if you're not getting the vote that you want, because the evidence is so bad. So they believe their own electoral poo-poo. That's what the problem is with this whole thing. And I really think that they're going to pay a severe price, particularly from some of the polling stuff I've seen. I think it's going to be really, really bad. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, and we'll be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.